And then you are the world's second biggest cheapskate. So I would put
who's
myself.
Who's the world's biggest?
I would put myself first. And no, no. when it comes to investing, you're big on going cheap. But cheap is not always best. And I'm particularly concerned, and I know nothing about it, so I'm going to rely on you for this, that people are being told that they can invest for nothing offshore. And I just live with the philosophy that as much of a cheapskate as I might be, nothing is for nothing.
I agree. And it's probably the first time in my life where I can hear myself saying to someone, and especially to you, that there is an investment that's too cheap. And it's causing me concern, and it's not because I'm worried that it's a scam. Because in this instance, for example, just to give it a name, a trend started by very large, very old, very well established asset manager in the States called Fidelity, and you know they were quite late to the index investing game. So they were an active manager, you know, where they had lots and lots of big unit trusts that were trying to beat various stock markets or bond markets or whatever the kinds of markets around the world. And they were overtaken by businesses like BlackRock and Vanguard, who were early into the index world, and Fidelity needed to make a big impact. So they launched their index funds, and then more recently, they started to offer these index funds at zero cost. In other words, they didn't charge a single bit of asset management fee to their clients to invest in these funds. And that's now started a race to the bottom. So not only are the very big funds like Vanguard, driving costs very low, and I think you can pay in the US now for a big index tracker like a Vanguard S&P 500, you can pay about 0.06% a year cost. Now Fidelity says, well, I'll give it to you for free. And some of the newer entrants into the market who aren't big, who don't have critical mass, are saying, well, you can come into ours and we'll also charge you nothing. However, we're only going to charge you nothing for 6 months or 12 months or until we're $1 billion under management or whatever the deal is. And for the first time in my life, I'm looking at investment costs and saying, this race to the bottom has probably overshot itself. We're probably in a situation where we're in the unsustainable part of pricing. And that is a source of concern, and people shouldn't be rushing into these zero cost funds just on the basis that they're big and don't charge you anything, because I think we could have some tears at the end of the story.
And what is your concern there when you say have some tears at the end of the story? What is your concern, and then I'm going to let you go.
I think the trick there is that these fund managers are lending the shares inside these zero cost funds to hedge funds, who are then using them to go in the opposite direction to long term. In other words, they're selling short, and if these hedge funds hit the wall, I'm concerned that the shares that have been lent out to these hedge funds might not come back. And that means that investors lose capital. The alternative to that, if that doesn't happen, I'm concerned that some of these managers are not going to track these underlying indices very well, because they're going to put their cheap stuff in the fund that doesn't make them money. Or they're going to be using these zero cost funds as a way of capturing clients in their own ecosystem, which is what Fidelity is doing, and then selling them other stuff that might be a heck of a lot more expensive. And you know, it's kind of the Facebook model, right? When you don't know what you're paying for, then you need to know that you're the one that's actually paying some in one form or another. And I think that that's the kind of issue that we're starting to face now.
If you don't know what the product is, you're probably the product. Warren Ingram, thank you very much indeed. From Galileo Capital, he is an executive director at Galileo Capital. He's also a financial advisor. Warren Ingram.